I was one of those who suffer the privations of Ashford and Sitting Bull. You know, the drive from Maidstone to Ashford is a pretty mind-numbing exercise on the motorway.
May not
very
seem
little
it.
To keep you awake.
It seems long. It seems easier to go to Folkestone than it is to go to Ashford.
It seems that way.
It's quicker.
And the drive back, you know, after you've had another dismal result, you think, oh, God, I've got that mind-numbing 15, 16 miles. And that's a home game. We suffered, as I said, the privations of Sitting Bull and Ashford. I think Ashford was worse in a way because it was further to go and the atmosphere was even grimmer. I suppose we all suffered it, didn't we? It was sometimes you would stand there on a grisly cold night with about 200 others and think, what on earth are you doing here? It was grim at Ashford. I mean, I know we're grateful at the time, and it's actually not a bad ground, but it just seemed there was something about it which lacked atmosphere and it lacked buzz.
Yeah.
And it became sort of representative of all that we didn't want.
Yeah.
But I suppose there always was the hope that things would turn round. And then, of course, there was talk about this development and the usual cynics. And it would never happen. And then, of course, once things are put in place, it happened pretty quickly.
Mm.
As another friend said when we came in here one day, he said, who would ever have believed when we were going to Ashford and Sitting Bull that we could come and call this home, you know, and it did all happen quite quickly. And I missed a couple of games, but I've only missed one home game and no away game since.